One of the central shailas in the whole sugya of the kinyan of the Bechora is the parsha, the sugya of Adam Makna Dover Shalom Baila Olam. The Gemara tells us that one of the halachas of kinyanim is that the chevtza, which is being nikneh, has to be present. And if not, then the kinyan cannot be chal. So according to the Rishonim who learn that the Bechaira, which Esav was selling to Yaakov, had to do with something later, the Korbanos, it wasn't present in that moment. So there's a very basic, fundamental question, how the Kinyan can actually work, given that it's a Davar Shalom Bala Olam, and we pass like the Chachamim, that Ein Adam Mak the Davar Shalom Bala Olam. So the Sfarim speak out that, and even our Chaim HaKadosh delves into this sugi very deeply on the spot, but this is a Machlokas Rishonim in explaining how it is that Esau was in fact able to sell the Bechara to Yaakov. The Rush, as quoted by the Torah LaTorah, says, you're right, Eina Demakna Davar Shalom Bala Olam, but the fact that there was a Shua, the Torah says, Vayishavalo, why did Yaakov have Esau make a Shua? The Shua allowed the Kinyan to be Chal. That's the sheet of the Rush. The Rivash argues, and he says that I don't believe that the Rush ever said such a thing, although we do know, in fact, that he did. But the Rivash says that a Shua should not, will not help allow for the Kinyan to be Chal, and the reason why it was a good transaction between Yaakov and Esav was because it preceded Matan Torah. And the rules after Matan Torah are different, but before Matan Torah, it's true, it can happen. Adam can be machta davar shalom bala olam. So the Rashi Yeshiva and the Poskim and the Sfarim Achronim explain the machlekes between the Rivash and the Rush with the following chakira. What is exactly the reason why one cannot be machta davar shalom bala olam? Is it because the laws of Kinyanim require that the chepetz should be present? There's a technical issue. Or is that every Kinyan requires das, the das of the nosein, the das of the makabel? And since the chivitz is shalom bala olam, we're lacking smichus das, the smichus das of the kona, that he doesn't believe fully that he's going to actually see that object, and he doesn't enter into the transaction with a full heart. So this hakira, in terms of the mechanics of why we're not able to be makna davar shalom bala olam, would explain the difference between the Rush and the Rivash. The Rush, who says, ein adam makna davar shalom bala olam, but if there's a shvua on the half of the Mayacher, then that compensates for the fact that normally we can't be Makna Davar Shalom Bala Olam, is of the opinion that what's really behind the Makna Shalom Bala Olam is a lack of Smichus Das. But now that the Mayacher takes a Shvua, and he obligates himself with a Shvua to provide that Chayfetz, so the Kone is assured, and the Kinyan is able to be Chal. So that fits like a glove. The Rivash says, no, because he holds that it's a different svara. There's a technical issue here that a shua can't make up for, that the chevetz is not here. But that can only be after Matan Torah, that there are rules and regulations and hilchas kinyanim as to what's necessary. But before Matan Torah, that the way transactions took place was just based on what people felt worked, and we have principles like that in halacha too. So before Matan Torah, since this maisa took place between Yaakov and Esau before Matan Torah, so the kinyan was able to be chal, no problem about the Makna Shalom Bala Olam. Now perhaps I'll be pinimius, we can go in a different direction and explain how the Kinyan was able to be Chal. We've mentioned before that when we speak in the Torah about the different personalities, that we're speaking about much more than just them. We're talking about those who preceded them, those who follow them. And Yaakov and Esav are very big neshamas, which include a lot of past tikkunim for those who lived, and for those who would follow them as well. One of the very big neshama connections which are made with Yaakov Avinu in the Sfarim is the relationship between Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. We have here, in the Pasuk, Shnei Goyim Bevitneich, that when the Nevuah is coming in through Shem, as Rashi learns to Rivka that she's going to have two children, Shnei Goyim Bevinech, two nations will emerge from you. Rashi on the spot, according to the Gemara, says that Yaakov and Esav is hinting to Rebbe and Antoninus. Rashi always comes to just give Pashup Shah, but here Rashi says, there's a hint here to Rebbe and Antoninus. So the Svarim say that it's much more than just a hint to two central important figures who would come from them. For example, Yaakov Rivini here quotes the Megala Amukos, who says, Esav v'Yaakov, that they are the Gilgulim, Antoninus and Rebbe. Antoninus haya Gilgul Esav, and Rebbe was Gilgul Yaakov. And l'chein nikra b'Yehuda ha-Nasi, Nasi is Rashi Tevos, Nun Yud Sin Aleph, Nitzutz Shel Yaakov Avinu. And this is expounded upon, and there's many riyas on this farm. Take a look at the beginning of Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas Vayechi, where Yaakov Avinu, the Torah says, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Yitzrayim Shvas Rishonah. Yehuda Nasi said that pasuk on himself, and it says, Vayechi Yehuda, that Yehuda lived in Tzipori Shvas Rishonah. And there are many other connections as well. But we see, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Yaakov Avinu. Now Esav, the Arizal explains, we've quoted this in the past, that many neshamas were held captive by Esav. Very, very big neshamas, which would come from Esav. So the Ari in the Likutei Torah in Ovadia, he says, Hine Esav, hayu nitzotze kedusha genuzas bepiv. That he had very big neshamas, that they were in his mouth, and this is the secret of kitzayid bepiv, that they were captured in the mouth of Esav. V'lachen kishachatach chusham rosho, that's why when his head was chopped off and it rolled into the ma'ara, into the lap of Yitzhak, the reason why it deserved to be there was because the mouth is on the head, and the head has kedusha neshamas there. U'biyoisim imakom zeh hayim esgai. And this brought a big gaiva to Esav, having these big neshamas. U'mehakdusha hahi yatsu geim rashi Esav. Big tzadikim, talmidei chachamim, came from Esav, from this kedusha, of the likes of Shamaya Vavtalion, mentioned in Avos famously, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva. So we see Mitzad Esav, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, these are the giants which came from him. And we're working here Mitzad Yaakov with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Why is that important to us now in this situation? Because the Gemara in Yevamah Saf Tzad Gimel, which is home base for the sugya of other makom l'rishul b'lo olam or not, says the following thing. Yes, the Chachamim hold ain't other makom l'rishul b'lo olam, but there's a very big camp of Tanaim Amoraim who do in fact hold other makom l'rishul b'lo olam, that such a transaction can take place. So the Gemara says, the Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Rav Huna is like Rav, and Rav is like Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai is like Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya is like Rabbi, and Rabbi is like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Elazar is like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Adam Machna Davar Shalai Belay. It's a very interesting signal in this style of this. We have 9 Tanam Amorayim, if you count them, who are of the opinion Adam Machna Shalai Belay, and we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem in a moment. But notice that on the list of the Tanaim who do hold Adam Machna Davar Shalai Belay is Rabbi, that's Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Akiva. So getting back to our shaila of Ein Adam Machna Davar Shalai Belay Olam, how does the transaction take place with the Bechor between Yaakov and Esav? Well, if Yaakov has a Yehuda Hanasi, and he's hinted to here in this parsha, why Davka here out of all places? If a Yehuda Hanasi mitzad Yaakov Avinu, and mitzad Esav, there's a Bimer and Rabbi Kiva, who both hold Adam Machna Davar Shalai Belay Olam. Well, if both parties of the transaction agree, Adam Machna Davar Shalai Belay Olam, there should be no problem with the Kinyan of the Bechor. It's Lashitasa. This can be hinted to by Gematria, the Remez in the Psukim, because the Pasuk says, right over here, Vayomer Yaakov, Michor Chayim, es Barcharas Chali, Esa says, I'm going to die anyways, Gizente Hey, Vayomer Yaakov, Hishavali Chayim, Vayishavali, Vayim Kores Barcharas Chali Yaakov. This is where the Kenyan takes place. So, Baderach Remez, Vayomer Yaakov, is Gematria Meir Akiva. Akiva spelled with a hey, which is how the Or Zeruah spells it without getting into the sugya. Because Akiva can be spelled with an aleph with a hey. So, Vayomer Yaakov with the koilel is Gematria Meir Akiva. But more than that, Vayomer Yaakov Hishavali is a Gematria Rebbe Meir Rebbe Akiva. More than that, Vayomer has the letters Meir, and Yaakov is the letters Akiva. So Vayomer Yaakov is a hint to Rebbe Meir, and to be Akiva, as if Yaakov is saying, well, this kinyan can be chal, Esav, if you're such a lamdan, you're saying, Eino demach lebeshlo velo ilam, but Yom Yaakov, you're saying to you that you hold, mitzad kedusha I see in your mouth, al demach lebeshlo velo ilam. That's Vayom or Yaakov, Hishavali. Perhaps you could say also, Hishavali is not just the Shvuah, but Hishavah is also Lashon Sheva. Because aside from Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara mentions seven other Tanaim Amoraim who held Adam Akhtar Lashon Shavalil. So where if Esav is trying to refuse the Kenyan by saying in his trickery, Ein Adam Akhtar Lashon Shavalil, so Yaakovin was saying, Vayomer Yaakov, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Meir, and Hishavali, I have also seven other Tanaim Amoraim who hold Adam Akhtar Lashon Shavalil. And in fact, Hishava, that word, is Bigamachia, the Rashi Tevos, of Hadin Adam Machta Dava Shalom Balayla. It's Gamachia Hishava. So when it comes to the actual acquiring of the Brachos, that Yaakov comes in, and he's dressed up like Esav. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayigash Vayishaklo, then he approached Yitzchak, he kissed him, Vayarach Asriach Begadav Vayarachiv, he smelled his clothes, and he gave him a bracha, Vayomer, Re'e Re'ach Beni, I see that the smell of my son is like the Re'ach Sada Shabarach Hashem. It's like the smell of that field which Hashem gave his brachas to. It could be that Yitzchak also questioned in giving these brachas to whoever was before him, that in order to receive the brachas, he had to have the bechor. And he was able to sense and to smell that the brachas belonged to Yaakov. The pasuk says, because habracha shebercha Hashem, that he was able to smell the reyach sada shebercha Hashem. It could be that this is a remez to maras machpelah. And that's how some of Farshim learned, that's what Yitzchak was referring to. Yitzchak spent a lot of time in maras machpelah. And the reason why we're bringing this up now is because the machlokis in the Gemara Yevamos, and also in Baba Basra and other places, whether Adam could be machlokis shabbat olam or not, is a machlokis tanaim, but also not a machlokis hamaraim. Like we said, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman weigh in on this issue. Rav Huna is of the opinion Adam machlokis shabbat olam. Rav Nachman says no. What's their discussion? Of peiros dekel shalom olam. If a person sells the fruits of a tree, not the tree, but just the fruits, which have not been ripe, not yet into existence, can they be sold or not? The reason why we're bringing this in, just agav, is because normally on a regular field, we would say, the peiros are not here, you can't make the transaction. But if it's the fruits in Sde Maras HaMachpelah, which is the Sada Shebercho Hashem, so it could be everybody would be moide, such fruits are Bechlal Adam Akhda Shebercho Hashem. So there's a hint here that in Yitzhak smelling the Sde Maras HaMachpelah, it was his way of understanding that Api Alacha, there shouldn't be a problem here. Of the Kinyan HaBachayra, Adam Akhtar Shabbat Olam, if we're talking about the fruits of Maras HaMachpelah. The reason why this is Nogeya is because we've mentioned other occasions that the root of all Kinyan comes from Maras HaMachpelah. We explained that the reason why Eliezer in Parshas Chayisa was able to be Mekadesh Rivka was because in the beginning of the Parsha, Avraham Avinu acquired Maras HaMachpelah. Chazal say, Kicha Kichim Misti Efer, and all Kinyan Kesef are learned out from there. So Memela, the Kiddushim, was able to be Chal because of that kinyan. And this kinyan of the Bechaira that Yaakov took from Esav was also his kinyan of Maras HaMachpelah. The Gemara says that when Esav was coming to object to Yaakov being buried there, they came with the shtar and said, did you not sell the Bechaira to Yaakov? So Yaakov, in being kona the Bechaira, was also kona his chelik of Maras HaMachpelah. So that's just Agav Urche, that Maras HaMachpelah is like the solution, so to speak. It was the kinyan which the Bechaira was chal, and also therefore ties into the sugya of being machdel shavolam or not. Al kapanim, when Yitzchak smells Yaakov, and also the begadim of Esav, he's assured as well that there's no problem with the kinyan here. Why? Because mitzad Yaakov, we have Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and mitzad Esav as well, which about the begadim, he understood that mitzad Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Meir, both sides agree, and the kinyan should be chal. So therefore, we're going to have a remez here in this pasuk, where he gets the brachas, because of the Bechayim, because it's a good kinyan, a hint to the sugya of Adam Akhtar Shabbat Olam. We said before that aside from Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, there were seven other Tanaim Amaraim who agreed on the Makdam Hashol Balayla. So we have Vayomer Re'ei Re'ech B'ni K'Re'ech Sada Shabarecho Hashem. So Yitzchak says Re'ei, come and see. Re'ech B'ni K'Re'ech Sada Hashem. So if you take the word Vayomer, Vayomer again is a hint to Rabbi Meir, and we're dealing with Yaakov, who's, again, Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva, from his name. So Re'ei Re'ach, is Rashi Tevos, Rebbe, Eliezer, Huna, Rav, Yanai, and Chia. That's six of the other seven of the Tanaim Amoraim who hold Adam Shabalim in that sugya. The only one we're missing is the Baal Memra, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It was the one who quoted that Memra. So the next word, B'ni, is Rashi Tevos Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So between Re'ei Re'ech B'ni, I should say Vayomer Re'ei Re'ech B'ni, talking about Yaakov, we have a hint to all nine of the Tanaim Amoraim who hold Adam Achnad Avashalom Baloyla. And in fact, if you take the words in the Pasuk, Vayivarchehu, Vayomer Re'ei Re'ech, which is exactly what we're talking about here, these words, but a little before, and you work out the gematria, Vayivarchehu, Vayomer Re'ei Re'ech, it's gematria Adam Machna Dover Shalom Baloyla. Okay. Sure.